Just tell me what you had for breakfast this morning.
Matter of fact, I had some eggs and toast.
Okay. And what's your favorite food?
Usually like Western scrambled eggs.
Sorry, what is that? Okay, this is Emily Mitamura at 18th South 3rd Street in Hudson, New York at the Youth Center. It's June 16th, 2014, and I'm interviewing George Bednar. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, hi, I'm George Bednar. I'm the Youth Director for the City of Hudson here. We manage the Hudson Youth Center as well.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about where you come from?
Yeah, I grew up in the Hudson area, West Kent, a small town about 5-6 miles north of here, West Kent, New York, and went to Hudson High School, graduated from there, and went on to Northwestern College, Orange City, Iowa, where I majored in phys ed, elementary ed. And then I came back to Hudson, and I've been here since 1984, working at the youth department.
Would you like to tell me about some significant relationships in your childhood or youth?
You know, I was always one that I always liked phys ed and sports, so that always had an interest. I was I would participate in just about anything, whether it be basketball or golf. And I was fortunate enough that I grew up about a mile away from a golf course. West Kent, New York, and so I would, you know, as a young boy, you know, I'd ride my bike over there and play golf as much as I could, and we'd play with our friends all the sports in the area, you know, basketball and football and baseball and you name it. We always had a group of guys and get together and play some sports, so that was always, you know, an interest of mine. So I pursued that in college. You know, phys ed, I always thought it'd be nice to be a phys ed teacher and coach different levels of sports. And, you know, so I went off to Northwestern College and, you know, got my four-year degree in phys ed and elementary ed. And I started out working part-time phys ed for St. Mary's Academy in 1982. And Faith Christian Academy in 1983. So I had a couple part-time jobs in phys ed, and then an opening came up for the City of Hudson working at their youth department. So I applied, and I was accepted, and I started in 1984. And this has you know, been a wonderful job to work for the City of Hudson this many years. I'm currently in my 31st year. And I've worked my way up as a recreation supervisor for 20 plus years. And then recently I've become the youth director when an opening came available.
Do you feel like the group of guys you hung out with in your youth affected your decision to want to be a youth supervisor?
Yeah, we had a good group of friends. You know, we played on the baseball teams together, Little League, and we would play on the basketball teams together, Hudson High. My best friend, his father owned the golf course, Billy Karpiak. So that gave me, you know, access to the golf course at a young age. And you know, golf is something you play the rest of your life, and you know, I still play today. You know, I was fortunate to learn it when I was 12 years old, and I've been able to teach my kids, my son and daughter, to play golf, and they continue to play, and both played quite well locally. So, you know, that kind of gives you some satisfaction that, you know, something you learned at a young age, you were able to teach your children, and hopefully they can pass it on someday to their children. But you know, you learn a lot of good sportsmanship techniques out there on a golf course. That's, you know, one of my true loves. You know, whenever I do get a chance, work always gets in the way. But you know, I do like to play golf at least once a week. And basketball was another one of my true loves, too, where I continued to play locally in the men's league. And then, you know, later on in life, I could help coach the different teams. And that gave me plenty of experience working here at the youth department, that I could help coach my sons and daughters' teams, and then also you know, administer the programs, oversee them, and referee in them too. So, yeah, those are my two loves, you know, basketball and golf.
Do you feel like the role of those sports in your family stems from your own family growing up?
No, I think, you know, I don't believe, you know, my father and mother were that athletic. I mean, I think they participated in things. I mean, they had a different upbringing than I did. You know, I think I was just fortunate to live in an area that, you know, we had a golf course a mile away. You know, a good group of friends that, you know, we would play sports growing up. On a Saturday afternoon, you know, you would get together at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and you would, you know, play whatever, softball or baseball or basketball or football or golf or something too. But that was always something, you know, that nowadays, you know, kids don't get together like on a Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon at a certain time with their friends and play a certain sport. You know, we did that, and I think it was, you know, good for our generation. You know, things have changed, obviously, over the years. Excuse me one second. I got somebody in the building I got to check on. Be right back.
So you talked a little bit about the significant nature of golf in your life. How do you think that plays out now?
You know, I think golf gives you a nice, you know, complete feeling about, you know, gives you discipline and structure in your life. You know, the game is very difficult to play and learn. And I, you know, I think it's a nice outlet, nice release that you can, you know, get out there and, you know, and play for a couple hours or even 4 or 5 hours if you want to play 18 holes. And there's good exercise out of it, you know, and it's a sport that you can play the rest of your life. And, you know, I think it's enjoyable, and you're out there in nature. Yeah, and there's different elements to the game. You know, you get some days where it's windy or colder, or, you know, the ground might be a little wet or soft. So, you know, the game changes a little bit too. So you have to kind of change with it a little bit. And, you know, the equipment they make nowadays is phenomenal. It keeps, you know, an older person playing the game a little bit longer. You know, so it's a nice activity. Here at the youth department, we've been able to provide, you know, recreational services for many people here in Hudson over the years. We've provided the adults plenty of activities. Years ago, our department ran the adult leagues, complete with softball and volleyball leagues, basketball leagues, and then too. So we've seen a change over the years where our department was maybe 50% adult leagues and maybe 50% youth leagues. Now we're more geared to youth programs and youth activities. You know, in 2006, the city of Hudson took over the youth center, former Boys and Girls Club. So we took that over, and that was a great move on the city to take over the youth center, provide it with the structure and discipline and the city's backing to help maintain this building and provide youth programs, you know, down here in the city of Hudson. It's great, you know, great opportunity here for us to, you know, run the youth center and then also do our other programs and activities throughout the city. We do a fall soccer league in the fall for 6 weeks, September and October. We do a lot of special events, Thanksgiving Day Turkey Trot. We'll run a spring flag football league in the wintertime. We do a basketball league, which is probably 150 kids, you know, boys and girls, third and fourth grade, fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth grade. So those are some of our bigger programs that we do 6 weeks. We've been able to keep our programs fun and recreational. They haven't been too competitive, or so we, you know, knock on wood, we haven't had any issues or problems with sportsmanship or coaches taking it too seriously. So we try to keep it fun, recreational, give the kids a chance to, you know, get some exercise, get some team building concepts, playing together as a team, you know, and it's worked quite well. You know, in the summertime, we run our Oakdale Summer Camp. We have a six or seven week program that kids come to our camp, and they'll do arts and crafts, games and activities, breakfast, lunch. They will have an open swim in the afternoon from 12:15 to 2:15, and then we also have swimming lessons in the morning, 10:15, 11:15 for 6 weeks. And then if that if you're looking for something else, we do tennis lessons on Tuesday and Thursday evenings, the Hudson Middle School tennis courts, and those are 6:30 for beginners, 7:30 for intermediates. So our summer season is quite busy. We are the only full-time recreation department in the city of Hudson and also in Columbia County, and it's. You know, it's been a great pleasure to work here in the city for, you know, 30 plus years.
Could you tell me a little bit about other relationships you've had as a result of your work here?
Yeah, I mean, some community programs. I'm a member of the Hudson Lodge of Elks, number 787. And we've been able to coordinate some programming through the Elks Club and our department. We run the Thanksgiving Day Turkey Trot for both kids and adults on Thanksgiving morning. And that's always been a large success with 150 to 200 runners every year. And we'll collect food for the local food pantry that day, as well as, you know, coordinate the race for 200 runners. And with that connection, we're able to provide a field trip or two for the local kids here at the youth center. Just recently, back in May, the kids got a trip to go up to the Times Union Center in Albany to see the Barnum & Bailey Circus. So with the connections here from the youth department to the Elks Club, we were able to provide, you know, the last couple of years a nice trip for the kids from the Hudson Youth Center. And, you know, other activities in the community, there'll be from time to time, you'll have different groups like the Hudson Children's Book Festival. It's a nice program and activity there that we get to set up a table and have some programs and activities. All of our information we can get out to the community. So that's, you know, I've always been available people in the community, you know, if they need any assistance or any guidance, or sometimes we're the central office where we can let people know who's running a specific program. If we're not running it, we'll know who's running it, and they can give them information, a phone number and a name to it too. So you know, I think the community always looks to our department to guide them in the right direction for, you know, any youth activities.
Do you have a specific story you'd like to tell about your interactions with the community through this job?
Any specific story? Well, you know, there's one story that is always near and dear to my heart, I guess. You know, years ago back in, I believe back in the 90s, the Catskill Game Farm, we would run certain field trips, and we would take, you know, a couple busloads of kids to the Catskill Game Farm. And those were always some fun, special times. And years ago, we had maybe three playgrounds, and the tennis courts were full of kids taking lessons. So we'd take a couple buses together and go across the river and visit the Catskill Game Farm. And we would go on a Wednesday and provide different rides and games on Wednesdays, and have a picnic lunch and, you know, come back. So, you know, I've been fortunate that we've been able to coordinate some field trips, special events, taking kids to the Great Escape up in Albany, or up in the Glens Falls area, Six Flags. We would take a field trip there. So it's kind of nice to offer these trips and activities to kids throughout the summer. And then we get a chance to see the kids grow up that are in our programs. And then they come back, and later on in life, we get to see their applications, and we get to hire them to work at our summer camp too, or we get to have them work maybe in one of our programs in our basketball league as a referee, or in our soccer program as a referee. So we, you know, we get to see the kids grow up here through the youth department, the youth center, and then once they get up into the, you know, the high school years, you know, a lot of them do come back and work for us, whether it's a lifeguard, a tennis instructor, a staff member at our summer camp. So that's nice to see, and there's been, you know, a lot of great kids that have come up through the programs and going on to college too. So it's nice to see that, you know, the programs are successful.
Can you tell me a little bit about your role in that follow-through?
My role in that follow-through of, well, I think, you know, it's always nice to be able to sit down with somebody from our department too, and you know, we can look over some of the applications, and we can make judgments on, you know, who would be employed, who would be a good summer camp worker, who would work for our department. So we've had a lot of success with that. You know, a lot of good kids have come through our department and worked at, you know, a variety of jobs. You know, whether it be they may start out as a soccer ref or a basketball ref, and then they'll work at our summer camp, and then you know, later on you'll see them grow up and go to college and you know, be a good citizen too, and then maybe it's time for them to give back and donate to the community too. So you're starting to see some of that now. You know, I've been here long enough that you're seeing some of that, which is good.
What do you think makes someone good at the kind of job you do?
Well, I think you have to have some patience and understanding too. We do deal with a lot of kids that are at risk, and you have to understand that, and you have to be able to provide you know, good structured programs with good volunteer coaches. Over the years, we've had excellent volunteers that have committed a lot of time and effort in our soccer programs, our basketball programs, special events, fishing derbies too, that so that the kids in the community can connect with some of the coaches, and they're going to practice at least once a week for an hour, get some good exercise out of that, and then they'll build on that team sport. So I think those have been important, that there's some good volunteers in the community that have really helped out and guide these kids in the right way, and make some good friendships with other kids on the teams, and so we've been successful with that.
Do you think the team kind of mentality has been important in your children's lives as well?
I think so. They had a chance to grow up through the programs too, and it gave me an opportunity that not only do you run the program, but it gives you a chance to coach your children's teams, whether it's basketball or soccer, or teach some golf lessons too. We've been able to do that. I can give back to the game of golf. I taught some lessons for a number of years at Meadow Greens Golf Course to quite a few. We would have 30 or 40 kids in the summertime and teach them the basics of golf. And so you try to give back to the sport that that you enjoy to play. So that's been, you know, a nice part of this job too, that gives me an opportunity to give back to something. Same thing with basketball. You know, not only do I, you know, I organize the teams and take in all the registration and get the volunteers lined up and do all the scheduling and all the work behind the scenes. Sometimes people just show up at the event and, you know, they see it go on firsthand, but they don't realize all the work that it takes to organize some of the programs. We've been very successful. But I take the programs from step one all the way through the program. They'll see me when somebody registers for a program. You'll see me collecting the form and the application. I'll follow up with the coaches and make sure that they are doing what they're supposed to be doing. If there is a problem with volunteers, you know, I will definitely find out what the issue is and address that. And then I will also referee whether it's soccer or basketball or flag football too. So, you know, I will be there, you know, from step one to step five and see the program through. You know, I'm the most qualified person to do this. And it's important that you, you know, use your skills and you're there to oversee the programs.
Could you tell me a little bit about what a day is like?
Well, we have seasonal different activities going on from time to time. Our youth center runs from mid-September through mid-June. Our summer camp runs from July to mid-August. And our special events are generally 6 weeks of games. But there's always registration in between the different programs and activities. So in the, you know, the springtime, we're running the youth center. You know, we're here 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. The youth center is for children ages 7 to 13. And then we're also open from 7 to 9 for children, teenagers 14 to 18. So we're open 5 days a week. Just recently, this winter, we opened up the youth center on Saturday afternoons from 1 to 4. That was an idea that I had too, that, you know, we should try to be open as much as we can for the community. And not only the youth, we are opening up the Hudson Youth Center for the community to use it for some activities. We have an exercise class that takes place every morning at 9 a.m. And since 2007, our department has taken on the senior citizens of the city of Hudson. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have senior citizens come in here. And they have, you know, the coffee and breakfast type items in the morning. And they play cards. They play bingo. They do yoga from 10:45 to 12:15. And then we have senior aerobics on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So the seniors are using this building quite a bit too, and it's more like a community center. And you know, I'm kind of proud of that, that, you know, we've opened it up to the community. We have some adult men's groups that'll come in and play basketball on Saturday night. There'll be some other community groups, junior girls softball. They'll come in and practice in the wintertime. And then we have some other groups, AmeriCorps and SBK. They've done some activity nights, and they've also opened the youth center up on Sunday afternoons too. So it's nice to give back to the community and open up this Hudson Youth Center as more like a community center, and it's being used, you know, from November through March, you know, 7 days a week it's being used, and the city is getting a good bang for their buck out of this building now. So that's one thing that has changed, I think, in the last couple of years.
Do you feel personally bound to give back in this way?
Yeah, I'm, you know, a Christian person. I went to Northwestern College, which is a Christian college in Orange City, Iowa. So I've got, you know, deep roots. Member of the Ghent Reformed Church for 40 plus years too. You know, I've served as deacon out there a couple different terms, and you know, I'll volunteer church dinners and different activities at our church, even, you know, help out with the youth group from time to time. So that's always been enjoyable too. You know, I think your faith is important, you know. You have to believe in one another and believe in God. I mean, he's put people here to do a certain job. And, you know, and I think this was my calling, I guess. I've been here long enough, and, you know, it's been a pleasure to work for the city of Hudson for this many years.
Could you tell me a little bit more about how you think faith plays into your life?
Yeah, you know, I think Christian athletics, I think with athletics and being a Christian, that, you know, everyone wants to play and compete and, you know, sure, it's nice to win, but, you know, getting exercise and getting some enjoyment about playing a game, you know, I think that's so much more important. And, you know, playing with a group of friends, whether it's, you know, basketball or golf or something too. You know, I think it's enjoyable that you can, you know, get out there and get some exercise, have some fun. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, shake hands and everyone is friends. And, you know, especially on the basketball court, I was always known for if I fouled somebody, you know, I definitely would, you know, say I fouled them and here I fouled you, you know, take the ball out. You know, you don't see that as much, but you want to be true and honest to the game. If and so I did that a lot with basketball. And that was just the way, you know, I played. If I felt like if it was a violation or a foul, you know, here it is. You take the ball out and continue to play because, you know, we want to keep it fun and enjoyable. That's the way I've treated the programs here at the city too. You know, try to keep everything fun, recreational, enjoyable. People get the misconception, I think, that they want programs longer and they want more structured programs, more and more and more and more time. But programs were designed to only be maybe 6 weeks, then you should try another activity program. Nowadays, you're seeing kids and parents are gearing their kids to maybe only one sport or two sports. So you're getting away from kids that used to play. They'd play maybe soccer in the fall, basketball in the winter, baseball or softball in the spring. Maybe they would do swimming and golf in the summertime. You know, now you're seeing kids playing baseball 9-10 months out of the year. You know, I think parents are looking for, well, they'd like to maybe get a Division I scholarship for their son or daughter, so they're, you know, pushing them to play one sport longer than it was years ago. Years ago, kids would play a couple different sports, and they would switch from season to season. Now, you know, some of that has changed.
Have you tried to consider that in your children's lives?
Yeah, I would. My kids both love to play basketball, you know, and again, my strengths were basketball and golf, and I, you know, would play with them and teach them and, you know, make sure they had the right instruction for both of them. But yet you knew when it was time for, you know, let's change this up. You've been playing basketball now for a few months in the winter. You know, now it's kind of golf season, or if you want to play maybe baseball to, you know, or do some different things. So, you know, I think, you know, a little bit of variety is okay. You know, I understand, you know, what parents are looking at to try to maybe gear towards one or two sports. They want them to be really good at a sport. And with the cost of a college education, you can understand why, you know, maybe they just want to gear to, you know, softball or baseball or one different sport or soccer. You know, they're looking to see if they maybe can get a scholarship out of their child.
For someone in 20 years, could you tell a little bit about your children?
Yeah, both my children grew up in the Hudson area to attended Hudson High School. They have gone on, and both of them finished college. They're both working. My daughter is working for Enterprise Car Rentals down in Kingston. She recently graduated from Central University of Connecticut. And my son went locally to Columbia Green Community College and then transferred to University of Albany. And he got his four-year degree in criminal justice. So he's working locally for Co-Arc. He's managing five houses and doing quite well with that. So, you know, I'm proud that they, you know, went on to get their four-year degrees and move on into the real world. And you know, now they can pay their own bills and they're not so dependent on their family. But they've both done well.
Do you feel like they've kind of adopted your feelings of giving back to the community?
Yes. They, you know, my daughter's only 23. You know, she's helped me before with some programming, too, that she's refereed in our basketball league, soccer league, my son, too. They were fortunate to have some part-time jobs in our department, work at our summer camp. But then if there would be some special events from time to time coming up, the turkey trot or fishing derby, they would stop in and help out and volunteer a little bit too. So, you know, I always thought that was kind of nice, you know, especially on a holiday, Thanksgiving morning. Sometimes you don't always want to get up early and volunteer, but, you know, they would usually help me out if I asked. And my wife as well. My wife, has volunteered in the community for the Department of Youth for over 30 years, too. You know, you could see her at the fishing derby in the concession stand, or at the turkey trot volunteering, too, and, you know, punt, pass, and kick, and special events. She would always be willing to help out, too. So not only did I work for the city, my wife volunteered for 30 years, too. Some of my most enjoyable times, I believe, some of the special events. We would do a Halloween contest. We do a costume contest, which not always easy to judge. You would always try to line up a couple of volunteer judges, and you'd have the kids parade around in a circle, different age groups, and you'd put a number on their costume, and the judges would have to pick out a number, and always enjoyable. You see a lot of nice families with kids in costumes around Halloween, and then we'd have refreshments provided. And you know, years ago we'd do a magic show. We've done haunted houses, so it's been you know, nice doing the special events.
So you've mentioned the turkey trot a couple times. I'm not from around here. Could you tell a little about that?
Definitely. That's Thanksgiving morning. We coordinate a road race with the Hudson Lodge of Elks. It's a 2.5-mile race for the adults and high school students. And we also do a 1-mile race for the youth of the community. That would be kids from age 5 all the way up to junior high, up to 8th grade. So we do that Thanksgiving morning. And it's been, you know, probably 150, 200 adults and kids every year since I can remember, 30 plus years. And it's a nice way. The Elks Club donate the hall, and they pick up the refreshments and that, and we coordinate the race. We get volunteers and people to help man the street corners, make sure the race is safe. So we have to coordinate the race with the police department, the fire department, Elks Club members to watch the street corners on Thanksgiving morning. And generally it starts off about 9:45 a.m. with the 1 mile race. And then right after that, it generally takes maybe 15 minutes. And then we'll do the 2.5 mile race for the adults. And then we'll pass out medals and ribbons to the different winners in each age group. And then we collect non-perishable food items, and we donate that to the local food pantries. So that's always been a nice event for our department and the Hudson Lodge of Elks, too. You know, the community always looks forward to it. And you get to see some people that maybe move out of the area, but sometimes they'll come back for a holiday, visit their family. Hey, I think I'll, you know, go down to the turkey trot and get a little exercise in, too. So it's always nice to see some people, you know, even if it's only once a year.
I'm sorry, just to be clear, people are racing, not turkeys?
Correct. It's a road race for, it's called the turkey trot because it's on Thanksgiving morning. So it's a road race for kids and adults, and then we even have, you know, adults in their 60s, you know, so it'd be all the way from age 5 all the way up into their 60s.
Do you ever race?
I've always run the starter line. I'm always the official starter, and just recently, though, I have taken up jogging. I started to do that recently, here in about the last few months, too. You know, I try to get out a couple of days a week, but I only like to do about a mile and a quarter, maybe, you know, just about 15 minutes, maybe 2-3 times a week. Just try to stay a little bit younger, I guess. Yeah.
Is it a very different kind of commitment to exercise than team sports you've played?
Yeah, I think the older you get, you do a little bit more walking. You know, I've always played golf, and I've always been active up into my early 40s. But then, you know, I have had a couple of knee operations from basketball. But I did play basketball, you know, right up through high school, college, and into my 40s. But with a couple of knee operations, I stopped playing. And you've, you know, you get a little bit more inactive in the wintertime. So, you know, you take up, you know, you do some walking, and now I'm doing a little jogging, and you play golf, you know, April through October. But winter months, you know, if you don't ski here in the Northeast, you know, you have to do some other things. But and most of the time, just do some walking. Try to keep a little weight off, you know. It's not easy.
Have you ever considered living anywhere else?
No, I mean, at some point it'd be nice to go south for a couple months. I mean, the Hudson Valley is a beautiful area. I mean, we're between the Catskill Mountains, the Hudson River, and you're close to a lot of places, you know, if you want to get up to the Albany area or Saratoga or Kingston. So you're close by. You know, I do love the ocean from time to time. Don't get a chance to get out to the ocean as much as you'd like, but you know, once in a while, it's nice to get away for a couple of days and get out to the ocean. You know, that's always nice. You know, someday, you know, I tell my kids if, you know, someday it'd be nice to have a house on, you know, on the ocean, and then on the backside would be the golf course. So you'd have the golf course in your backyard, you'd have the ocean in your front yard, and, you know, that's my dream someday. I don't know if I'll ever achieve it, but it's nice to dream and think about it anyway.
Would you like to tell me a little bit about other kinds of dreams you have for the future?
Other kinds of dreams, too. I'm transitioning out of the youth department. I'm going to retire in March. So, you know, I would love to probably work maybe in a pro shop on a golf course, definitely part-time, maybe do some golf tournaments and get to play a little bit more, and maybe help out with some youth clinics and that, too. So that's what I would like to do here when I do retire. you know, maybe reach out to a couple local golf courses and see if they have something part-time for somebody with my experience. I think that would be enjoyable.
You'd like to work for your retirement?
Yeah, you know, definitely probably part-time or depending on, you know, I still feel healthy enough that I could probably, you know, definitely work full-time. Just depends on what type of job it would be, you know, but I think I would enjoy, you know, on a golf course to maybe helping in the pro shop or running some tournaments. And, you know, I have in college, during my college years, I did work on a golf course, at Metal Greens Golf Course. I did maintenance, and probably for 15 years, I ran golf tournaments for them on Sundays, you know, and that was enjoyable too, to run some different tournaments for people, you know, in the community, West Kent, and that was something I kind of liked to do. And I wouldn't mind getting back to doing some of that, helping out with some golf tournaments.
Sounds like you have a lot of organizational experience. Do you think that pervades into other areas of your life?
Yeah, that has definitely helped with our department here, too. You have to, you know, be on top of things. You have to know when programs are going to start and getting everything ready and organized for that. And as you know, sometimes you set a deadline and people don't always get in here on time to register somebody for a program or activity. So you have to be a little bit flexible, but you do definitely have to set a deadline and try to get people in on time to register for our basketball or soccer programs or different special events too. And that does help get you organized so you can put teams together, you know, get your volunteer coaches, line up your volunteer referees, order equipment and t-shirts, and get ready for your six-week programs. So you do need to stay on top of that and be organized.
Would you say you hold yourself to that kind of standard in your personal life?
Yes, you know, I have pretty high standards in my personal life too. Been married for 33 years. Been, you know, we were married at a young age, both 20 years old. You know, it's worked for us. We're both members of the Ghent Reformed Church and, you know, raised two children here in the Hudson area, Hudson City School District. It's a great place to you know, raise a family. You're close to the schools and the activities and programs. You know, the Hudson programs, you know, there's quite a bit of interest for, you know, the kids and adults. There's some good programs here.
Do you have hopes for similar kinds of lives for your children?
Yes, you know, I think they're going down the right path right now. And, you know, I think, you know, they make good choices and decisions with that. You know, getting a college education was important for both of them. And, you know, that's landed them some good jobs so far. And, you know, waiting, you know, someday maybe we'll be grandparents. You know, it'd be nice to give back. You know, take your grandkids and teach them a few things with golf or basketball or something too. Nothing anytime soon, but, you know, someday would be kind of nice. You know, my son's 30 years old, so it could happen anytime. You know, my daughter's only 23, so I don't think she's ready yet, but you never know.
Do you feel like having children has been a way of giving back?
Yeah, you know, probably the greatest thing you can be is, you know, a father too, and you know, teach some of your children some of the things that you've learned, and you know, sharing. You know, I mean, you know, some parents look to, you know, they think about maybe working too much and and trying to make as much money as they can, you know, that's not always that important. I think, you know, you got to spend some time with your children, with programs and activities and free time, too, that, you know, that shows them the importance of, you know, being a father and also being a good parent, you know, that you can spend a lot of time with them and enjoy the activities with them, too. And then you can teach them a little something, hopefully. So, you know, that's always nice to kind of give back to them, and hopefully they'll pass that on to their kids someday, too.
I want to respect your time. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
That seems to be about it. You know, this has been a nice interview. Thank you.
Thanks. Is there anyone you'd like to mention that you think should be on within the archive? Maybe someone who won't have a chance to be interviewed.
Richard Tracy, our former director here for the Department of Youth. You know, I was fortunate to work underneath him for 18, 19 years. Great individual and always a lot of fun. You know, I learned a lot through him too, and always respected him. And you know, he did a lot for the community too. And it was always a pleasure to work underneath him.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.